In and of themselves, each of those is interesting. When you put them together, they begin to tell a story. Now, to a large extent, these researchers were unaware of the work the other researchers were doing. And here's what that story says. The very first experiment with poponin, it said that in some way, the physical molecule of human DNA is having an effect on the stuff our world is made out of. This experiment says that when we feel certain feelings in our body, we're changing the DNA that's having the effect on the stuff our world is made out of. The middle experiment says it's not bound by space and time. It can happen in the same room. It can happen 400 miles away. You put those together, it begins to describe a technology. And it's a technology I believe has been also described in our most cherished traditions. It said when we live our lives a certain way, we can expect to be happy, healthy, prosperous, productive individuals, that we can expect to have peace in our world. And we choose to live our lives in another way, we can full well expect to see illness and disease in our body and suffering in our world. And they said that in the language of their time. So what's happening here? Researchers now that are working with this energy are saying the energy that connects all of creation appears to be a tightly woven web that makes up what they're calling the fabric of creation. It's not out there somewhere, it's here. We're part of it. It permeates all of creation. It's the stuff that's in between the nothing of our world. And we're seeing, anecdotally in the world around us, precisely the effects that the experiments are showing under laboratory conditions. Anger, rage, hate, jealousy, all elements of fear. These are all different expressions of fear-based response. Are now giving us the mechanism showing how those kinds of emotions actually tighten up that coil of the DNA, and apparently what the experiments are suggesting by doing so, actually shutting down key responses in our bodies. And the experiments go on then to show that these are predictable, consistent, repeatable responses. So this is an amazing series of experiments to show. The lab notes go on to document this. And this is a direct quote. Individuals trained in feelings of deep love and appreciation were able to intentionally change the shape of the DNA. I'm going to say that one more time because this is such an empowering statement to be able to share. Individuals trained in feelings of deep love and appreciation were able to intentionally change the shape of the DNA. The reason this is important is because it suggests to us that we may consciously choose a code of conduct in our lives that has a direct, measurable effect upon the health, the well-being, the cells of our bodies within us, and may extend beyond even that. The lab notes go on to say that human emotion produces effects which defy conventional laws of electromagnetism and their relationship to space and time. What these notes are saying to us is that you and I have a power within our bodies. We can feel a quality of feeling that is not bound to this world by the laws of physics the way we know them today. So I began this program with the story of a young Jewish boy and his father at the wall in Jerusalem. And the boy found at his feet a prayer that had fallen out of the wall on a piece of paper that his father had placed there before his death. And the boy found himself at precisely the same place, at precisely the moment that that piece of paper fell out of the wall. And for that to happen, there had to be a conduit between the two, whether the father was in this world or not. There was a conduit, there was a communication that was going on between them. Why are these things important? Well, what's so interesting about the way experiments occur is that often they're in laboratories with researchers who are not aware of what other researchers are doing in their laboratories. So any one of these three is interesting unto itself and warrants further study. However, when we put them all together and when we pool the results of these experiments into a common understanding, they begin to tell a story. And here's what that story looks like. The first experiment with poponin said to us that human DNA has a direct effect on the stuff our world is made out of. The third experiment from the HeartMath Institute showed that when we feel certain kinds of feelings in our bodies, that we're having a direct effect on the DNA that's having a direct effect on the stuff our world is made out of. And the second experiment, the military experiment, suggests that whether we're in the same room or separated by great distances, that time and space have no effect on this experience. When we put all these together, we're beginning to tell ourselves a story of the way that we work in this world, and the story is beginning to suggest that there's a power, there's a force that lives within every human who's ever walked this earth. And by virtue of this force, we are empowered. And I'm not going to use the word control, and I'm not going to use the word manipulate. I'm going to say that we are empowered to participate. To participate with wisdom and discernment in the events of our lives, in the healing of our bodies, in the peace of our world, because as the ancients said, these are all linked. As different as they appear to be, they are all linked. The peace of our world, the healing of our bodies appears to be linked through a form of energy that we're only beginning to understand. In the next section, we're going to talk about precisely how this form of energy works and begin looking at how we apply it to our lives directly in ways that are perhaps surprising and to some unexpected.